under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, May 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Douglas Frank. This guy is unbelievable. He's going to be in Michigan. We're going to talk about it. Good morning, Dr. Frank.
Hey, good to be with you, brother.
Hey, I want to ask you to basically introduce yourself to our audience listening on the radio station, two websites, two phone apps, all across Michigan, basically northern and including the UP. Who is Dr. Douglas Frank?
Well, they call me the Johnny Appleseed of election integrity because I'm traveling the country teaching everybody about what's wrong with our elections and how to fix them. I've been in 48 states now, 800 counties, given over 600 formal public presentations and, you know, probably over 1,000 private meetings with election officials, legislators, clerks, all that kind of stuff. So that's who I am. I'm a scientist. I'm a PhD in surface electroanalytical chemistry, which is basically a combination of lots of physics, chemistry, and math. So I like numbers, and elections are all about numbers in a lot of ways. And so I got involved in all of this because after the 2020 election, I was contacted by the state of Pennsylvania, the legislature there, to work on their elections. You might remember Doug Mastriano held a public hearing at the end of November.
Oh, yeah.
And said, hey, we're going to have an investigation into this. Well, I was part of the team of six people that they brought in. And boy, oh boy, did we uncover a lot of fraud in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, on the radio, it's hard to talk about graphs, but I can give one simple number. In the state of Pennsylvania in 2020, they counted 765,000 more ballots than they had voters. So that's sort of a problem, I would say.
Yep.
And that was just the first thing. But in that process, I used a lot of my math skills to analyze their voter rolls for the whole state. And I uncovered mathematical formulae that allowed me to predict everything that was happening in the state. And that was a surprise to everybody. You shouldn't be able to do that. And I applied that around the country, multiple other states. And then Mr. Lindell discovered me, and he made a documentary about my work called Scientific Proof. And then another movie, Absolute Interference. And so suddenly 10 million people knew who I was, and I started getting requests from all over the country. Please, Dr. Frank, come to our county and help us. Our elections are a wreck. And they're not wrong. And so that's what I've been doing ever since.
Right. Well, just so you know, my wife and I live in Antrim County, Michigan.
I remember meeting you. I was up there for a big event.
Yes, absolutely. And Mike Lindell spoke at Frisky's Farm Market. We had other events around. Yes. Well, here's the thing.
I spoke at that same place. It's a beautiful field, and it was a gorgeous blue sky that day.
Yes, hot, humid, beautiful summer day. And I actually moderated and shook your hand there on the stage, handed you the microphone. But most importantly, my wife, Cheryl Guy, the clerk that had the human error, allegedly, that caused the problems, the anomaly that took place here in Antrim County, she's retiring, not running for re-election, and my wife is coming out of retirement to run for Antrim County clerk. So we've got a lot of good questions for you today, sir. Again, we're talking with Dr. Douglas Frank. He's going to be at numerous county events up here in Michigan. Starting tonight in Leland County, he's got others around the state of Michigan. We're going to be talking about that. Getting some details, information on where you can actually come and see and meet and see him in person. Hear this information for yourself. Apply it to your county. We're excited. We're going to tee you up in the next segment here after the break, Dr. Frank. I want to talk specifically about why you're doing this, and especially in light of the upcoming elections, the August 6th primary, November 5th general election. We want to get into all the details and, most importantly, what we can do after hearing this information. So we're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. Dr. Douglas Frank, we'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Dr. Douglas Frank. He's spending, it seems like, according to these flyers, Dr. Frank, you're spending almost the entire month of May in the beautiful state of Michigan. The blossoms are out on the trees. The cherry trees are in full bloom. You're going to have a great time. But my question to you, why are you doing this?
Well, after I discovered that our elections weren't free and fair, I and Mr. Lindell made the documentary about me. I had hundreds, literally hundreds of requests from people all over the country. Please, Dr. Frank, come to our county and help us fix our elections. And, you know, I'm a scientist. I spent most of my career in the lab and designing and building scientific instrumentation. And so, you know, I never dreamed I would be doing this, but it just so happens I have all the skills necessary to do this work. And I'm good at working with people and forming teams and working on election reform. So the reason I'm doing it is because we've lost our country. You know, people say, oh, we got to protect our country. Too late. We've already lost it. We haven't had free and fair elections for quite some time. And the solution is to take back local control of our elections. So the reason I'm doing this is because I'm a patriot, and I'm fighting for the country that covenanted with God at its founding, and the situation of our country has lost its virtue. Our people are confused, and so I feel like I'm contributing in a substantial way to our national political revival and our national spiritual revival. And you know, inspiring to be using the gifts God has given me to do this work. So that's why I'm doing it.
I got you scheduled in Leelanau tonight, Wexford. Charlevoix is going to be rescheduled. Benzie, Grand Traverse, Lake, Lenawee. I have the flyers for all these county events that are coming up. But most importantly, in your process of talking to people, and of course, yep, we know what happens. Many of us have bought Pat Kobeck's book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened, What to Do About It. Your work with Mike Lindell, the documentary, The 2000 Mules, Denis D'Souza's film, many others. Yep. My question to you is this. In these talks, toward the end of the conversation, do you give actual scientific, mathematic type of ways, things for people to be able to do to make sure we're monitoring, we're being poll workers, not just challengers? Do you offer any type of real world solutions for people to walk away with feeling like we can be involved, engaged in the August 6th primary, the November 5th general election?
100%. And when I first started this work, I was mostly, like most of us, just pointing out all the problems in the elections.
Sure.
And I think that all of us assumed, I mean, we all think like, well, not all of us, but most of us think like honest people. And we all assume that if you show people the problems, that our officials would fix them or address them at least. But that is not the case. I've spoken with dozens of secretaries of states and dozens of AGs. And I'm not just talking about like a lunch meeting. I'm talking about sit down, hard work with them.
Right.
And hacked into their elections right in front of their faces and shown them how their elections are not secure and they are not free and fair. And I was expecting, I mean, spent most of 2021 doing that. I was expecting county officials to and state officials to say, oh dear, we have a problem, let's address it. But no, that's not what happens. Instead, they hunker down. They like the way the system is right now. And that's the basic problem that we're up against, is that the states now are essentially controlling our elections. For example, you mentioned your lovely bride is running for clerk again. Okay, I don't even know her, but I'll tell you right now, I trust her more than I trust a state-controlled election. Because when it's local-controlled, she'll know who's voting and not voting, and she'll know who should be registered and not registered. As soon as the state is running your election in Antrim from afar, how in the world can they have security? They can't. Anything that's on the internet, anything that's on secure networks, they call them secure networks, are not secure. And a beautiful illustration of that, and I show this in my talks, is I show you that in your own county, in fact, not just yours, but in every county in the state, the voter rolls have surged so rapidly that there are more people in the voter rolls than there are people who available to vote.
Sure.
So that, for example, your bride, as she's running as clerk, she would be able to clean up her local voter rolls. What I run into all the time is people will say, well, gee, Dr. Frank, we cleaned our voter rolls. If I'm speaking to a clerk who's honest, she'll say, I cleaned my voter rolls, but next month the state put a bunch of people back in.
Right.
And that is the core problem, is that the local person is not in charge. So, you know, and I show math for that, and I show graphs for every county. So each one of these presentations I give, I show multiple sets of data to show people how bad the problem is. I show them copy of their voter rolls. I show them how dirty they are. typically 25 to 30% of the people in your voter rolls don't belong there. And all that does is it gives placeholders for fraud to take place.
Absolutely.
So I teach people that. So, you know, first I give people an introduction in my talks, you know, who I am, what I'm doing. And by the way, I don't charge for any of my talks. You know, you ask me, why am I doing this? I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it to save my country. Okay.
Amen.
So the first part, I introduce myself. The second part, I show them the problem, and I always show local data. Because everybody always thinks, oh, the problem's somewhere else. No, the problem is everywhere. And the reason the problem is everywhere is because the system is centrally controlled. That's the point. And that's why the math works. That's why when I use the math, I can predict it all over a state. And then the third thing I have, I call it the 7 steps to restore local elections. I actually have a pamphlet, and I teach people actually what to do to fix this. And the core problem is not, well, whether we have paper ballots or not, or whether we have machines or not. The core problem is you need to be in charge of your election. And what happens is Stalin said, quote, it's enough that the people have an election. It doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts the votes. Unquote.
Counts the votes, absolutely.
And that's the problem. So like I mentioned, I don't know your wife, but I trust her more than I trust some central system.
Well,
so
just to give you an example here in Antrim County, Russell Ramslin in the forensic audit that I have the actual original unredacted report of.
Yeah, I have Russ, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 125% of our adult population voted on November 3rd of 2020.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Well, here's what Vicky's platform is. 3 simple bullet points on the back of her card. Clean up the qualified voter rolls, qualified voter files in Antrim County. Remove the dead people and names who are no longer living in our area. And we're even going to hand count the ballots at the end of the night each election day, because now we have 9 days of early voting plus election day. She's going to instruct her local township and village clerks to hand count the ballots on a tally sheet, notarize it, and compare those numbers to the tabulator tapes. This is what she's planning on doing, implementing here in Antrim County when she gets elected. My question is that. Is that enough to do what needs to be done?
No, and I'm so glad to finally be in Michigan. You guys haven't invited me here for a while, and I think you guys are misled in some ways. And let me in a polite way, let me set her straight, you know.
Yep.
I tell people it doesn't matter how many times you count the cash in the register. What matters is how many of the bills are counterfeit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for example, she can hand count the bills, those ballots, all that she wants. The point is you have a whole bunch of ballots that are not real ballots from real people.
And should not be there.
Right. And so it doesn't matter if you hand count them. That isn't where the fraud is happening. The fraud is you have all these extra people in the rolls who are not real voters, and people are exploiting that. People are harvesting that, those false names, those dead people, those people that live in other states, and they're pumping ballots into the system. So she has to add one more thing. I already talked about the fact that it's a waste of time to clean up the rolls because the state just puts them right back in again.
So you got to block and prevent them from being able to do that just prior to the election, correct?
Yes, she needs to run her own rolls. So she needs to cut the umbilical cord to the state. Now, the state will complain and they'll say, oh, we have to maintain a centralized database because of HAVA. That is true, but that doesn't mean it has to be live and under their control. Each county can simply report to the state monthly what the rolls, who's in the rolls, and they can comply. But what's happened is it's gradually migrated to a situation where clerks let the state do it, and that's a problem because now it's all centrally connected, it's centrally hackable, centrally manipulatable. So that's the problem. So she needs to take back local control of the elections, cut the umbilical cord of the state.
Now, we fully expect that Jocelyn Benson will not like what Vicky's doing here in Antrim County, and even other county clerks have reached out to our running candidates, and they plan to do the same things. Lock in after cleaning it up, lock in and protect our rolls from them being able to inject these people into it right before the election. Let me ask you this question. Do you think Jocelyn Benson, who wants to run for governor in 26 in our state of Michigan, do you honestly think she would be stupid enough to bring a lawsuit against our Antrim County, against my wife, for doing what she's going to do?
I go state to state and teach people this stuff. And for example, Northern California, Shasta County, is one of the areas that I've spent a lot of time working there with those folks. And Sunnington Beach, Southern California, just announced they're going all hand counting and photo ID and all this stuff. And the reason I bring that up is because the state always threatens to sue, but they rarely do. Because it's a mistake. They'll make a fool of themselves. But they do it anyway, sometimes, just out of lawfare. In other words, we don't have the resources to fight, and they scare the counties into compliance. But this is a war. We have to make a stand. We have to have a spine. We have to tell them to go pound sand. Because we don't have to follow any law or policy that disenfranchises us from our constitutional rights. And that's what these systems are doing.
Exactly.
So I would the way for her to succeed is to have the community informed and supporting her, and then standing as a community against the state, and that's called nullification, and that's perfectly legal. It's sort of like when a governor says we're going to come around and collect your guns. What do you say? Go pound sand.
It's not happening in our county.
Exactly, and that's the point. You don't have to comply with any law that disenfranchises you from your constitutional rights, and that's the point. If this system, and we've proven it is, and I can show you, and that's what I do in my seven steps. I help you form a local team that finds fraud in your own local election, which proves that you're being disenfranchised from your constitutional voice guaranteed in your own state constitution. And it empowers you to then say, we're not going to comply with this policy, nor this policy, nor this policy. Instead, we're going to run our own election and pound sand, state. Come after us if you want, but we're on constitutional grounds. So that's the strategy I teach, and that's what's working all over the country.
Excellent, excellent. Well, unfortunately, Vicky will not be able to be there, but I am. I'm going to be her. I am her campaign manager, and I'm going to be attending your event in Grand Traverse County on Friday night. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'll be there. Looking forward to seeing you again. But most importantly, learning these seven steps that as her campaign manager, can fix and improve her platform and get her to do it once she gets elected. My question is this. All these events, I have them all, folks. If you want them, just text me Dr. Frank, and I'll send you the county for you. Give me your county and Dr. Frank, and I'll send you the flyer all over the state of Michigan doing it for us in this month of May. Most importantly, people need to learn this stuff so that they, even though they may not be on the ballot like Vicky is here in Antrim, Dr. Frank, at least they can know about it and put pressure on their current clerks to make sure they do the right thing for this year's elections.
You got it.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Greatly appreciate you coming on the show today. I'm so sorry about the screw-up of last Friday. I scheduled you for this Friday, and I'm like, Brandy, you don't know which Friday? You've been doing the show clock for 12 years, your calendar. You can't schedule them right. So I apologize, but I greatly appreciate you coming back on today. Final minute and a half, what's your message as to why people should come to these events across the state of Michigan?
My number one responsibility, I think, is to wake people up. For decades, we have been asleep, and we've gradually, our rights have been gradually eroded away from us because we are asleep and we're not paying attention. And we've let other people run our government. We've let other people teach our children, and we've let other people run our elections. America is a country based upon the idea of self-government. We're an experiment in self-government. And the Constitution empowers citizens to be the government, but we've forgotten this. And we've become lazy and complacent. And, you know, it's like we elected Trump in 2016. And so then we said, oh, we can all go back to golf and fishing because he's going to fix everything. Wrong. We are the solution. The people are the solution. So my number one job is to wake people up so that they realize, oh, my goodness, I've been sitting on my hands all these years.
Yep.
And then number two, I show them the problem and then I give them the solutions.
God bless you, sir. We'll see you Friday night in Traverse City. Safe travel, sir.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.